Pastor, teacher, and author Adrian Rogers has introduced people all over the world to the love of Jesus Christ and has impacted untold numbers of lives by presenting profound truth simply stated. Thanks for joining us for this message. Here's Adrian Rogers.
I want every boy and girl, every man and woman within the sound of my voice to learn one thing. If you learn nothing else, and here it is, listen to it. Sin can't win and faith can't fail. Did that get in? I pray God it will, because that is the burden and the title of this message, Sin Can't Win and Faith Cannot Fail. Judges 4 verse 1, and the children of Israel again did evil in the sight of the Lord when Ehud was dead. And the Lord sold them into the hand of Jabin, king of Canaan, that reigned in Hazor, the captain of whose host was Sisera, which dwelt in Harosheth of the Gentiles. And the children of Israel cried unto the Lord, for he, that is the king of Canaan, had 900 chariots of iron, and 20 years he mightily oppressed the children of Israel. It seemed that the children of Israel could never learn, and they went through a cycle of rebellion, and then there was retribution, and then there was repentance, and then there was restoration, and then one more time back into rebellion. I heard of a little boy in school. He opened his lunch pail, looked in there, unwrapped the first sandwich, and he said to his little friend, would you look at that? Peanut butter sandwiches. Peanut butter again. He ate his sandwich. The next day, eagerly, he unwrapped his sandwich. He told his little friend, look, peanut butter again. But he ate it. The third day, he said to his little friend, would you look at that? 3 days in a row, peanut butter sandwiches. His little friend said to him, why don't you tell your mother to stop making those old peanut butter sandwiches? He said, now don't talk about my mother that way. I make these sandwiches myself. And that's exactly what Israel was doing, making their own sandwiches and then complaining about it. What they were doing was simply eating the fruit of their own deeds, and they would get into trouble. Look at verse 1, and the children of Israel again did evil in the sight of the Lord. And then look in verse 3, and the children of Israel cried unto the Lord. Now the Bible says that God had raised up an enemy. God raised him up. God raised up a man called the king of Canaan. Now God had given Canaan to the children of Israel, and yet here comes a wicked king, the king of Canaan. And the king of Canaan had an army, and had a general. The general's name was Sisera, and in the army he had 900 chariots of iron. And the children of Israel were saying, alas and alack, what shall we do? Oh God, help us. And you know what? Because they cried unto the Lord, God did help. God had rather forgive than judge, and God wants to bless America. Now, I want you to see how God blessed His people in this day, in this age, who were so much like America today. We sin against God, then we get into trouble and we say, oh God, help. But thank God He is a God of mercy. Begin in verse 4. And Deborah, her name means bee, like a honeybee. And Deborah, a prophetess, the wife of Lapidoth, she judged Israel at that time. And she dwelt under the palm tree of Deborah between Ramah and Bethel in Mount Ephraim. And the children of Israel came up to her for judgment. And she sent and called Barak the son of Abinoam out of Kadesh Naphtali and said unto him, Hath not the Lord God of Israel commanded, saying, Go and draw toward Mount Tabor, and take with thee 10,000 men of the children of Naphtali and of the children of Zebulun. And I will draw unto the river Kishon Sisera, the captain of Jabin's army, with his chariots and his multitude, and I will deliver him into thine hand. First thing I want you to see is the woman God chose. God chose a woman to help deliver Israel. Her name was Deborah. And the Bible says here plainly that she was a prophetess. Did you know that there were women prophets in the Bible? Prophetesses, they were called. Miriam, sister of Moses, was a prophetess. Huldah was a prophetess. In the New Testament, we learn that Anna was a prophetess who held the baby Jesus in her arms. We read in the book of Acts, there was a man named Philip who had four daughters, and all of them were prophetesses. Now, what does that mean? It means that God had given to these women supernatural wisdom. Thank God for the ministry of godly women. Thank God for the Deborahs in the land. Thank God for the ladies in this church who love and serve God with incredible power. So the first thing I want you to see is the woman God chose. The second thing I want you to see is the warrior that God called. Look in verse 8. And the Bible says in verse 8, And Barak said unto her, If thou wilt go with me, then I will go. But if thou wilt not go with me, then I will not go. And she said, I will surely go with thee, notwithstanding the journey that thou takest shall not be for thine honor. For the Lord shall sell Sisera into the hand of a woman. And Deborah arose and went with Barak to Kadesh. Here's an interesting thing. She says, this woman filled with wisdom, she says, Barak, there's a man's job. It's not a woman's job. It's a man's job to lead an army. And I can't do it, but God wants it done, and I want you to go and lead the armies of Israel against this king of Canaan. And he said, I will do it. Now, let me tell you why he did it. I don't have to guess about why he did it. The man that God used was a man full of faith. Put in your margin Hebrews 11. Hebrews 11, verses 32 and 33. And the writer of the book of Hebrews is calling the role of the faithful, God's hall of fame, those who were great heroes of the faith. And this is what he says as he gets toward the end of that notable passage. What shall I more say? For time would fail me to tell of Gideon and of Barak, verse 33, who through faith subdued kingdoms. How did he do it? By faith. What happened here in this chapter was so notable that the writer of Hebrews said that Barak was a mighty man of faith. Here's a woman of wisdom, and here is a man of faith. The woman God chose, the man God called, the warrior God called, and what a mighty team they were. Now, where did Barak get this faith? I want us to learn a lesson of faith before we move on to the heart of the message. Where did he get his faith? The origin of his faith was the word of God. Look, if you will, in verse 6. And she sent and called Barak the son of Abinoam out of Kadesh Naphtali and said unto him, Hath not the Lord God of Israel commanded? Now, where does faith come from? Romans 10 verse 17 says, Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Faith is hearing God and believing God. That's the origin of his faith. And I want you to see the object of his faith. His faith was in the Lord God of Israel. Verse 6, Hath not the Lord God of Israel commanded? People say, well, just have faith. I say, faith in what? Just believe. I say, believe what? Friend, you can't have faith unless it is faith in God. The origin of your faith is the Word of God. The object of your faith is the God of that Word. The Bible says in Mark 11, verse 22, have faith in God. What is faith? It's not positive thinking. That's faith in faith. It's not believing you can do it. That's faith in yourself. Have faith in God and then the operation of his faith. Look, if you will, in verse 8 here of this same chapter. "And Barak said unto her, If thou wilt go with me, then I will go." What is faith? Faith is hearing from God, trusting in God, and obeying God. Deborah, a prophetess, said, "This is what God said." Barak heard it. "The Lord God said it." Barak believed it. And then in verse 8, he said, "I will go." Do you know the difference between belief and faith? Faith is belief with legs on it. But I must pass on for those two things, and I want to get to the heart of the message. You see the woman God chose, you see the warrior God called, but I want you to see the wonder God caused. Now here's the thing. Now remember what I told you? Listen, sin can't win. Faith can't fail. Oh God, put that in our hearts today. Oh God, rivet that in our souls today. Some of you are thinking about caving in. Some of you are thinking about going over to the enemy. Some of you are thinking about giving it up. There's doubt in your mind. Doubt sees the obstacles, but faith sees the way. Doubt sees the darkest night, but faith sees the day. Doubt dreads to take a step, but faith soars on high. Doubt says, "Who believes?" Faith answers, "I." That's what I want you to do. I want you to see the wonder that God caused. Look, if you will, in verse 10. "And Barak called Zebulun and Naphtali to Kadesh, and he went up with 10,000 men at his feet, and Deborah went up with him." Skip to verse 14. "And Deborah said unto Barak, Up, for this is the day in which the Lord hath delivered Sisera into thine hand. Is not the Lord gone out before thee? So Barak went down from Mount Tabor, and 10,000 men after him. And the Lord discomfited Sisera, and all his chariots, and all his host, with the edge of the sword before Barak, so that Sisera lighted down off his chariot and fled away on his feet." Now here's an army of 10,000. You say, "Well, Pastor, that seems like a good army that Israel had." Had you been there that day, you would never have chosen sides with Israel had you not believed God. It would be like a division of infantry going up against a division of armored tanks. Here are 10,000 men, but here's an army with 900 chariots of iron. And Sisera, the general of the king of Canaan, doubtless was sure of the outcome. He knew that his chariots were superior. He knew that his army was better. And he knew that his record was untarnished. The king of Canaan was having his way, and Sisera was riding high, wide, and handsome. But here's where Sisera failed. His trust was in the wrong place. Put this verse in your margin. Psalm 20, verse 7. "Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God." Now here was a man who had 900 chariots he thought would give him the victory. But what happened that day is this, that God moved in. Look, if you will, in chapter 5, and look, if you will, in verse 4. Here's a song, it's a poem that tells about the victory. And Deborah is singing this song, "Lord, when thou wentest out of Seir, when thou marchest out of the field of Edom, the earth trembled, and the heavens dropped. The clouds also dropped water. The mountains melted from before the Lord, even that Sinai from before the Lord God of Israel." Skip over to chapter 5, verse 20. "They fought from heaven. The stars in their courses fought against Sisera. The river of Kishon swept them away, that ancient river, the river Kishon. O my soul, thou hast trodden down strength." Now what happened is this. There they are at the foot of Mount Tabor, not far from Megiddo, where the Battle of Armageddon is going to be fought. And here comes Sisera, the general of the king of Canaan. He's got 900 chariots. They're getting ready to do war. It's going to be a piece of cake. And then something happens. The bottom fell out. chapter 5 and verse 4, the Bible says, "The earth trembled and the heavens dropped, the clouds also dropped water." They had a stump-floating, frog-strangling rain. It began to rain, and the Bible says that the bottom just fell out. Look, the heavens dropped. The clouds also dropped water. And what happened was a mudslide. Look in verse 5, the mountains melted. And there was a river there that looked like a small river. It was the brook Kishon. And it began to overflow. And that entire battlefield turned to mud. And then chapter 5, verse 20 explains it from a bigger perspective. I love this. It's one of my favorite verses in all of the Bible. The Bible says this, that the stars in their courses fought against Sisera. That's an incredible verse. The stars in their courses fought against Sisera. Now, what does that mean? It means, friend, that the fight was fixed. Sisera did not have a chance because God gave the victory. Now, look up here. Don't forget what I've told you. Sin can't win, and faith cannot fail. The stars in their courses fought against Sisera. Mister, let me give you a truth. The whole universe is against the man who's against God. God has programmed every molecule to the highest heavens against sin. Don't ever get the idea that you can sin successfully. Don't ever get the idea that you can trust in God in vain. Sin can't win. Faith can't fail. Do you know what God did? God lined the stars up behind Barak. God lined the whole universe up behind him. The whole universe is against the man who's against God. The whole universe is behind the man who's for God. Never forget it. Satan sails a sinking ship. Satan rules a doomed domain. Do you know what success is, friend? Success is finding out which way God is moving and joining him. If you don't do it, you're going to have a head-on collision with the stars. You're going to stumble over the stars. What I'm trying to say is the stars in their courses fought against Sisera. Sin can't win. Faith cannot fail. Do you know what it is? It is Romans 8:28 in reverse. Do you know what Romans 8:28 says? "And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, who are the called according to His purpose." That is, the things that may seemingly be bad, you may not be able to see it, you may not understand it, but back there behind it all, there is a God who is working all things after the purpose of His will, and there is a God who is a sovereign God of the universe, and not a snowflake falls without His permission, not a blade of grass moves without His acquiescence, and all things work together for good to those who love God. Listen, listen, listen. All things work together for bad to those who don't. What you may think is good, I'm sure that old Sisera, he was saying, "Boy, what a mighty army I've got. Look at all of these chariots. Boy, everything is coming out good," but his good was bad. Sin can't win. Faith can't fail. Have faith in God, I say. Have faith in God. Sin can't win. The stars in their courses fought against Sisera. I love the ocean. I love to watch the tide come in. That's the reason why I love this piece from an unknown poet. He said, on the far reef, the breakers recoil in shattered foam. Yet still the sea behind them urges its forces home. Its chant of triumph surges through all the thunderous din. The wave may break in failure, but the tide is sure to win. Oh, mighty sea, thy message in changing spray is cast. Within God's plans of progress, it matters not at last how wide the shores of evil, how strong the reefs of sin. The wave may be defeated, but the tide is sure to win. Don't you love that? The tide is sure to win. And the same God who has programmed the planets to produce that undefeatable tide is the God that has programmed your life. When you get in league with the stars, when you say, oh God, I'll do what Barak did. I will hear the Word of God. I will believe the God of that Word, and I will live by it. And whether I see it now or whether I see it later, I know that I know that I know that I know. Listen, sin can't win, and faith cannot fail. Have faith in God. God lines up the universe behind the man who lines up with God. And all things work together for bad to those who refuse God. Sin can't win. Faith can't fail. Believe it, friend. Believe it. Father God, help us in America to learn that sin can't win and faith cannot fail. And God, help us to hear Your Word, believe in You, and obey You. In Jesus' name, amen.
If you would like to learn more about how you can know Jesus or deepen your relationship with Him, simply click the Discover Jesus link on our website, lwf.org. For a copy of this message or additional resources, visit our online store at lwf.org or call 1-800-274-5683. Thank you.